WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Now, in the WNRN studio, I couldn't be more excited. It's Band of Heathens. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're glad to have you here. I know that with your previous album, you got to be number one on the Americana charts, but just this week, you're number one again with the new album. So congratulations.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about how Band of Heathens came together. It sounds at least that, you know, kind of all of you had musical careers on your own, and then it was just maybe a magical event, or as your bio says, kind of an explosion of ideas or whatnot that brought you all together. But how is it that you found each other and decided to come under this umbrella, Band of Heathens?
We were all subscribing to the same online dating service.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. And you were all dating the same girl?
Well, no, we all made the same mixtape for five different girls. But somehow that got, you know how Genius on iTunes works and
right.
Pandora? Somehow the internet got that all connected, and it told us that we all had the same musical taste and that we should start a band.
Well, excellent. Well, Band of Heathens is here. They played last night at the Southern right here in Charlottesville, and I am so thankful that they got up early, came in the WNRN studios to play live on our radio station this morning. They come from Texas. Speaking of Texas, you guys are going to be on Austin City Limits soon, like maybe
tomorrow
or next weekend, depending on how the PBS stations do their thing.
You can also go to the ACL website and download it the day after for free.
Oh, well, there you go. So you can have a little Band of Heathens this morning and then go download it tomorrow and see what you were doing there. You were on a show with Elvis Costello. Was that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Gordy needs some more coffee.
Okay.
It's
all right.
Early.
Well, speaking...
No, we did a taping, and Elvis did a taping, and we got to go to that taping, which is really... really cool, and then they put them together for the show, so we'll be on TV like we're the same show, but it was actually two different days. It's a little known secret about the way they do Austin City Limits tapings.
Well, do you guys have, I mean, is it usual that they, you know, get a band from Austin and then put it on Austin City Limits? I mean, most of the time, I mean, I know Willie Nelson was the very first person to be on Austin City Limits, and he's a Texas boy, but how did that work?
12 or 13 bands a year they play, so... which is pretty awesome. Like, so that was kind of a nice honor to get. So I guess I think they usually have a couple of bands from Austin a year. But I don't, in general, it doesn't really necessarily lean harder on the Austin thing. You know, I think the whole kind of just Austin itself kind of became the backdrop for the show more than all the bands there. But obviously, that all kind of ties in together. So
okay, Band of Heathens in the WNRN studios. What are we going to start with, gentlemen?
We're going to do "What's This World."
Change our ways. Every new day, we'll give.
WNRN, Band of Heathens in the WNRN studios. So glad these fine folks from Texas are here today to play live. And I've been a fan of both of these records. Were there other ones that I don't have, or you just have two?
We did. We actually have two live albums that we did before we actually made it into the studio. So we actually, where we first kind of got together was at a club in Austin called Momo's, and that's where we were each doing our own set, basically, and kind of ended up morphing together as a band. So that's kind of how the whole thing came together. And at the time, we were having a lot of fun with it, so we said, let's just bring a little studio down and record a show. So that was kind of the thrust behind the first one. And then we did it like a DVD, CD live thing at Antone's, which is also a really great, kind of well-known, I think mainly historically a blues club in Austin, but we taped a show there. So those were the first two things before we got to the studio. So we kind of did things a little backwards.
Well, I'm just kind of curious with, when we talked about Austin City Limits being a kind of an event that takes place in Austin on a regular basis, but also Austin is the host city for South by Southwest. Did this festival being there help you all? Did this allow you to play in front of people to say, man, we need to get these boys to play at our club? Or did that help your career at all? Did you play at South by Southwest?
Colin could tell you more about that. He's an honorary member of the South by Southwest committee.
Okay, well, imagine. Is Colin, he's just not going to talk, is he?
No, I'll talk.
It's okay, fine. All right.
What was the question?
South by Southwest.
No, yeah, it's been good for us, definitely. We actually got our European label deal kind of through connections at South by Southwest. Actually, the guy was walking by, the head of the label was walking by, and John happened to know him and said, hey, Edgar, come in here. So it was, you know, it was rather fortuitous, but we've been over there a couple times this year and doing great.
We've got Band of Heathens in the WNRN studio. Were you going to say something, Gordy?
I was just going to say, I think the South by Southwest thing is, for us, has been good with out-of-towners coming into Austin, because so many people in the music industry come to Austin to come see us, which is nice.
They just come to see you, and then
well,
they see everybody
see
else?
Somebody.
Us meaning musicians in general.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying, rather than normally, it's us going around everywhere else, and so it's kind of nice to live there and just be home while that's going on.
And like I said, Colin's cachet within the South by Southwest universe. I mean, Edgar did know John, but he saw Colin, and he said, Colin Brooks, South by Southwest. So that was part of it.
There you go. Well, another tune for us, gentlemen. What are we going to do now?
L.A.
It's called L.A. County Blues. One, two, three.
WNRN with Band of Heathens on WNRN, playing live in the WNRN studios. They played last night in Charlottesville. They're heading down to Raleigh tonight to play, so I guess you can pack your car and head on down there to see them in Raleigh tonight. I'm really glad to have them here. I've played a couple albums, but my colleague here picked up on the Hunter S. Thompson references in that song. And did you write this song, Ed?
We all did. We all wrote all of them together.
All of them? Every single word together?
Every single word, yeah.
Every single note?
There certainly was, you know. I mean, come on, did John finish every sentence that Paul started? And vice versa. I mean, not to put us in esteemed company or anything, but no, we actually collaborate a lot on all the songs, so kind of, you know, where it begins and where it, you know, where it ends is kind of an interesting question, isn't it, too? I don't know. Anyways, like, whatever. There's a lot of collaboration, so it's, you know, I don't think the songs would be what they were without everybody's input into them. So that's, I think.
So, but did you all collectively read Hunter Thompson all at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
No.
We read it to each other.
Oh, okay.
We read it in the van, actually, bathing in the van.
I just didn't know if, you know, you were into books on tape. And then you're
actually, no, we are. We've actually read the whole Malcolm Gladwell canon via books on tape, which are great books. Not good to do maybe late at night because there's a lot of thinking going on there. Make sure you don't hurt a little bit, but he's great.
You're up on your modern chaos theory. Well, that's very good. It's glad to have our scholars here in studio this morning at the Band of Heathens. Rent Studio, it has been such fun to have you all here. I don't want to kind of talk too much about the hometown, but Austin's a pretty fabulous place for music. And one thing that drew me in with the first studio album was that you had a lot of special guests, especially one of my favorite singers, Patty Griffin, stepped in a couple of times on the first studio album. You know, how did you run into her? I understand she's kind of a bit of, did she play out a lot in Austin? I thought she was a bit of a hermit there.
You don't see her too much around, but Ray Wiley Hubbard was producing the record.
That's right.
And he's pretty good friends with her, and he kind of asked us who we would like to be on the record, and her name came up, of course, and so he made the phone call, and she's just like, sure, I'll come down. And she was great. She just hung out with us.
Yeah. Well, how, what was it like to work with Ray Wiley Hubbard? I mean, what I love him. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's funny as hell.
Yoda.
Yoda.
The Texas Yoda. I think it's Texas Buddha, but
yeah, there you go.
Well, Texas Boda.
So who produced this most recent record?
We did, and we got some help from our friend Mark Addison.
Cool. Well, Band of Heathens and the WM Trilogy, I really recommend this new album called One Foot in the Ether. What are we going to play next, or what are you all going to play next? I'm going to sit here and just do my...
We're going to play a little ditty called Shine a Light.
Set me free, I hear you calling me. Open.
WNRN, Band of Heathens. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming in and playing live in the WNRN studios, and many, many happy returns back here to Central Virginia.